All right, so let's move into hour number three. Finish strong. Come on now. You had 4 days off. Well, maybe some of you had a few days off. But good to have you back. Let's get it. 1-800-636-8686. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So hour number three sets up like this. We're open right now. DeAndre Carter of the Chargers joins me at 11:40. So the last segment of the program, I've got an ATP to work in here. I've got an episode of the Jim Rohn podcast still up. Well, in fact, they're all still up. They're in the can. But episode 244 is with former NHL great Bernie Nichols. So great to get caught up with him. Because back in the day when Wayne Gretzky came to LA, you know, without giving the whole thing away really quickly, I said to Bernie Nichols, I've done this a long, long time. I've done this for decades. And of all the things, of all the amazing things that I've seen in my time of covering sports and being a local talk show host, turned into a syndicated talk show host, turned into a Hall of Fame radio host, one of the most astonishing things I have ever seen in my career professionally was the LA Kings making that trade for Wayne Gretzky in his prime. Of all the astonishing things. I mean, it would be like take...
Of all the dramatic things I've
dramatic,
ever
my
seen.
Bad. It would take the, like, literally the greatest player ever in his prime in a city not in any way known for that sport and making a trade for that guy and pulling it off. It was incredible. One of the most surreal things I have ever seen in my career. I mean, I'm trying to think of like the NFL equivalent. Who are the direct, you know what it'd be like? It'd be like the Houston Texans making a trade for Patrick Mahomes right now. And even that doesn't do it justice because what Wayne Gretzky was to the NHL at that time was even more dramatic than what Patrick Mahomes is to the NFL right now. And Mahomes already is one of the greatest ever. Gretzky was just on a different level altogether. This was the Babe Ruth of his sport. So Bernie Nichols and I got into that. And what an amazing time that was in LA. And then Bernie talked pretty openly about what it was like and how much it sucked to be traded away from that situation only a year and a half after he got into the situation. Like Bernie got here before Gretz did. So Bernie's here. Gretz shows up. The next thing you know, Bernie is scoring 70 goals a year with 150 points, doing things that have not been done before, but only by a few people. You'd think he was very pissed when he found out he got traded? So if you want a podcast that's worth listening to, that's one right there. That's episode 244 of the Jim Rohn podcast. Quickly, some reaction. Look who's back. Mike in Jacksonville. Mike writes, this dude, man, you're too much, Mike. Quote, that video of Urban Meyer, quite frankly, is far less disturbing than the simple fact that he did not fly back with his team. And after a loss like that, what coach slash leader does that? Thank God he's gone. The Jags are actually a functional team now. Go Jags. Hey, Mike, you're right. You're absolutely right, Mike. And thank you very much for that Pervin Liar take from October of last year. Hey, Mike, you know what? Stick to your brand, brah. Stick to your brand. Stay on brand. Your brand is begging for our picks and trashing our pod, which is truly one of the great pods anywhere. Stick to your brand, dude. Your brand is not resetting takes from October. Come on, man. Hey, Rome, did Matt in Green Bay say, war, I'm out, at the end of his call? What's this guy talking about?
War, I'm out.
I don't know, maybe he punctuated his call. Maybe he was styling his call, right? Maybe he was doing the gritty on his call. I don't know. Maybe that was his bat flip on his call. What's this guy talking about regards Val Kilmer.
Christy Alley.
Val Kilmer.
Christy Alley.
Val Kilmer.
Worf, I'm out.
And one more, Husker J28. I'm very happy with the Matt Rhule hire. I think Luke Fickell is a great coach, but would be concerned that he bolts for OSU at first chance. I think Rhule gets Huskers fundamentally turned around the way they need it. Okay, possibly. But you wonder what Buckeye fans thinking right now. I wonder how many Buckeye fans wish that Luke Fickell would have stayed in Columbus another year and gotten that job over Ryan Day. Easy to say now, but you have to wonder, right? For Michigan to come in and beat the holy hell out of the Buckeyes the way they did this past Saturday. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, look, Ryan Day lost once. He had one loss to Michigan. That'll happen. But for Michigan to come in and not just beat them the way they beat them, but to beat them down, not a good day for Ryan Day. I wonder how many Buckeye fans wish that Fickell would have stayed in Columbus one more year and gotten that job over Day. I'm not giving up on Ryan Day, but I'm saying that's a really bad day. You know, and we talked about this. We talked about this prior to that game, and we talked about what that game might mean to that conference. That if Ohio State did what Ohio State generally does, and they bowed up, and they beat Michigan down, then it would be easy to say, you know what, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. It's still Ohio State. They're still the Buckeyes, and Michigan got over, but nothing's really changed here. But by virtue of that loss, all of a sudden now it looks like everything has changed. And it's a whole new world. And you got USC coming in. And USC is top four. And you can say what you want about USC's defense. Lincoln Riley, we knew that he would turn that thing around. But even Lincoln Riley could not have possibly have known that he would turn that thing around the way he turned that thing around. I mean, I'm going to say it point blank. They're back. They're already back. They don't need to even win a natty to be back. And what I mean by that is they're back because the Coliseum was jam-packed. They're back because they're about to get another Heisman Trophy winner. They're back because they're relative. They're back because they're in the top four. They're in the playoff. You can make the argument that they shouldn't have to beat Utah to be in. They should already be in. Bama doesn't get another game. Ohio State doesn't get another game. Their body of work's already there. I'm going to argue USC's already back. Even without the natty, they're back. Because they're relevant, because they matter, because there's buzz, because there's excitement, because they are top four. It's incredible what that guy's done, even with a defense that may not be good enough to win it all right now. All right, let's go to the phones. I'm trying to get to the Bengals, but let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. I love Wisconsin showing up. Wisco is a great, great jungle state. Let's go to Green Bay. Mark in Green Bay. Great to have you, Mark. How are you?
Oh, Jim, I'm doing great, I think. I'm driving around Green Bay, or Titletown, looking for a bar that'll make me a great old-fashioned. You know, old-fashioned, kind of like the distant memories of our 13 NFL titles. All the while, I am driving around Green Bay looking for the wake for the Packers season. After watching that 37-30 loss to Fly Eagles Fly, arguably the worst tune on record, how was the Pack even in the game after giving up 364 yards on the ground? Rommel didn't even move that fast in North Africa. I thought I was watching Charlton Heston opening up the Red Sea once again. Ouch. At least we got to see Love B. Hurts play one great old tune from Roy Orbison and Nazareth as well. As far as Nebraska goes, what has happened there? Devaney to Osborne, to Mo Howard in one fell swoop. I remember the day when fear emanated from everybody that played it against Nebraska. War Giannis, war Fickell and Madtown, war Brewers missing out once again, and war Fuzzy Thurston's, where I met Romy back in 97. Long live ranch dressing and sturgeon spearing. I am out.
My man, Rackham. Love that so much. He got so much content in there. That was a lot of material. That was a lot of content. Alvin, get Plaschke ready just so we can reset that. He just said, war me meeting Rome at Fuzzy Thurston's in 1997. True story. True story. Hey, remember, one of my favorite guys ever is Jerry Kramer. The first real sports book that I can remember reading as a kid was the Green Bay Packer Diary of Jerry Kramer. I thought the book was amazing. To this day, I think it's one of the greatest sports books ever. It was so far ahead of its time. You have to understand, they lived in absolute horror and respect and love, but horror of Vince Lombardi and my guy Jerry Kramer, a lineman no less. And this is when there's no social media. Kept a diary of what it was like for a year to play for the Packers. And it's incredible. You know, Jerry Kramer is just such a bright guy and is so interesting. I love Jerry Kramer. This is why every year at Super Bowl, I would interview him. But it's true. When I went back there for a tour stop and my first ever appearance in Green Bay, you know, it's not that big of a town. So we were kind of tripping around the town and I was being shown the sights and somebody said, hey, Rome, not somebody, everybody, you have to go to Fuzzy Thurston's bar. Fuzzy Thurston, also a famous Packer from that era. Do you want to do that? I'm like, hell yes, I want to do that. So I go into the bar and I'm having the time of my life. I'm like, this is so surreal. You know, I'm Jim Rome, California native. We syndicated the program. We have an appearance. We have a tour stop. We've got multiple places we have to hit in Green Bay. And here I am one night in the midst of winter, freezing, and I'm in Fuzzy Thurston's bar smashing beers, and somebody says, do you want to meet Fuzzy? I'm like, hell yes, I want to meet Fuzzy. And they take me to a back room. And Fuzzy's voice at that time was kind of jacked up. But he had no trouble. He had trouble speaking. He had some vocal cord issues, but couldn't have been warmer. Couldn't have been nicer. It was one of the all-time great, great experiences. So when that guy says, war me meeting Rome at Fuzzy Thurston's in 97, man, it kind of gives me chills. That was a great, great time. The other thing that gives me chills was Bill Plaschke maybe having to fight an entire bar of Wisconsinites himself before Bill Plaschke became a TV fixture, before Plaschke became a TV star. Bill Plaschke and I had a really good friendship because he would come on my TV show, and he was an LA Times writer, and I grew up in LA, and we had a relationship and a friendship, and he was out there covering that game that I was there for, the NFC Championship game. So I had him come out to the tour stop, and Plaschke went in on an entire bar of Wisconsinites.
You know why the people here can sit through the games, though. Plaschke, how do the people of Green Bay sit through Packer football games?
After sitting in a branch for 6 hours waiting for a deer to run underneath a branch, you can sit in the stands after sitting on a sheet of ice trying to kill a sturgeon with a spear. How many people here have ever tried to kill a sturgeon with a spear? That's all I want to know. Yeah, look at it. Look at all of them. Who in the hell tries to kill a sturgeon with a spear? It's the truth. They sit on ice. They sit on ice, and they watch for the fish. And then they stick that spear down through the ice to get the fish. Is that right? Look, that's right. Am I right? No wonder they can sit through a Packer game.
You have no idea how incredible that was. That was Plaschke just rising up, man, like the adrenaline. And they're all screaming, out, you're next. Like, that took balls. Plaschke going at an entire bar, a big-ass bar of people in Wisconsin. I haven't seen somebody go at an opposing fan base like that, well, ever. The close second is Maria Menounos when we had her on a Saturday show at Super Bowl. And she did the same thing because she is a renowned Bostonite and Patriot fan. And she was not having any of it either. She was totally unafraid.
I'm not afraid of you! Are you? We're the best there was! The best there ever will be! Quiet!
All right.
They got nothing on me.
They're living up.
Thank you, Olan!
She's class. She is so amazing. Maria, she is so... Quiet! That was the Eagle fan she went at. I'm not afraid of you, or you, or you, or you. Quiet!
Quiet!
They got nothing on me. She is all class. One of my favorites. So those were two of my favorite moments ever. Plaschke and Maria Menounos. All right, so when we come back, I'm going to talk about the Bengals for sure. I love what I saw from them. If you're on hold, stay there. We will have time for phone calls, maybe. Still yet, DeAndre Carter is going to join me too. Do you know who is famous for their cigars, famous for their low prices, their enormous selection, and famous for their freshness guarantee? Famous Smoke Shop. Famous Smoke is American-owned and family-owned since 1939, and they know how to deal. They know how to deal by finding huge deals on everyday cigars for you. Highly rated classics, samplers, digital gift cards, and more, all under one roof. And all at discount prices. And every single cigar is backed by their 30-day freshness guarantee, so you know your cigars arrive fresh or you get your money back. And remember, you do not have to be famous to smoke their cigars. To save $10 off your purchase of $50, go to famous-smoke.com. That's famous-smoke.com. Use the code ROME10 or text ROME10 to 511-511 to receive your first discount instantly. Plus, you'll have access to upcoming cigar deals that you will not find anywhere else this holiday season. Give the best of all and get your loved one a Famous Smoke e-gift card. Give them the freedom to choose. Just text ROME10 to 511-511 today. You may receive up to one additional text. Text fees may apply. Text STOP to opt out.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Once you get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff. In over 250 local branches, call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by. All right. Also, I meant to tell you it is an ATP day. Every Monday is an Ask the Pros Day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You get to ask me a question, and you need to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Tommy, it might not be too late. You can still get that in. ATP, go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros, and I might answer yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Quickly, at Matt Mikla writes, I wish I was kidding, but the Urban to OSU talk is on full go here in Ohio. It's pretty comical. Uh-oh! Hashtag stay away, perv. Well, I know that. Without being there, I know that. It wasn't that long into that game before I knew that. Of course that's what's happening. Of course you want Pervin back. Biggest lock ever. Don't do it, but I'm not surprised at all. At all. ATP, here it is. At Wooden Laconic. I listened to the Thanksgiving edition of Jim Rome's Big Head Bets on Saturday. One question. Exactly how far back did Alvy have to go for that old Jim in Fall River sound with that donkey drop? Right, before I answer the question of how far back, don't act like that's not something that doesn't come up pretty frequently. I mean, how wouldn't of you? How laconic of you? That is an absolutely ionic, not laconic, but ionic.
Ionic.
Sound drop. Alvin, is there even a year on that? Jim and Fall River is 2000... Just 2000? All right, so to answer your question, 2000. That drop goes all the way back to 2000. Having said that, laconic. Your handle should not be wooden laconic. It should be wooden and wrong. That was not the sound drop. That was not the bite. The bite. Here's the bite that Alvin played. I said something to the effect of, that was like them beating a rented mule, or beating them like a rented mule. And then this came out, which made me laugh, and James Kelly both, because everything Alvin does is funny, but every once in a while, Alvin will break out something we have not heard before. And that kind of stopped us cold. Like, that was funny. Man, they beat them like the rented mule that they were. All that is generic, royalty-free donkey sound. You can find it all over YouTube. That was not something generated from the show. That was not the Jim in Fall River donkey drop. Jim in Fall River sounded like this back in the day. So I don't know. Jim in Fall River, I want to say it's one of the great mysteries of the jungle, what happened to that guy, but there is no mystery. We know this. I've said this a million times. There are people that used to listen to and call and participate on a daily basis for years, and then all of a sudden drop off the face of the earth, and then we never hear from them ever again. But rare is the person who does that, who's not like Terrence from Sierra Madre or Jim in Fall River, who were actual show legends. I don't know what happened to Jim in Fall River. I have no idea. I just know that he made a couple of the most iconic, immortal, legendary calls in the history of the show, and then went away.
I hate you all a-holes on the street. I avoid you at any cost. You are lined up to piss on my debut. Your prize will be a leg and a boot. Barking Mark in Buffalo. Just the fact alone that you chose Flutie to run smack on makes you look like the no-take wonder you are. I can't wait for you to break out with some Lance Armstrong or Eric Davis smack. You know, the only way you can win this thing is if you call on a cell phone while barrel-jumping Niagara. Bet you can't do it, buddy. Before Hasek arrived, Buffalo's greatest athlete was Bob McAdoo. Look how that turned out. The only thing Buffalo has over Kraft Chester is a chicken wing recipe that you didn't actually invent. When Dan Rather still had his facilities in order, his most famous quote was, Americans will put up with anything provided it doesn't block traffic. Which brings me to the Palm Pilot, Jeffrey in Phoenix. Jeffrey being Chuck the Bird by other drivers on a greasy car phone somewhere in the valley. Jeffrey is living proof that of all the clones, with nothing to add, maybe 10% of them decide not to call. The next time I care, what another clone does for work will be the first time. You waste time with your Wall Street delusions while giving us Walmart takes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, cough up a buck and send Rome a free fruit basket instead of making us yawn while you endanger other Valley transients, residents, and your car phone, calling up to tell me you can't feel the pain of Celtic fan. Tell me something, buddy. Walter Davis, Jason Kidd, and you are the biggest yellow rat bastards in Maricopa County. When you get clever, I want to throw a Jody Foster reset look on the map. The Big Dan's rape trial.
Is that in the background?
Not Fall River. Fall River is the place where 100 years ago the
Jim,
sick, that sick
Jim, Jim, what is that? What is that animal in the background?
She was Lizzie Borden, and the house now is a historically present.
All right, so I don't know how we run that, but then again, if I had known this guy was going to disappear, and that if I could see the future, I would have in no way interrupted him or run that phone call, although Alvin did that. That call not only stands up 20-plus years later, I would argue there may not be a better phone call this year than that call. And that call was made in the year 2000. That dude is a freaking genius. That call is incredible. And he's not a one-hit wonder. Break that call down line by line. That is an amazing phone call. And that was made in the year 2000. So this is why for years and years I chased that guy. Jim, where are you? I would say probably after he did disappear, there were at least 10 smack-offs where I said, hey, Jim, I don't know where you are. I don't know if you're still alive. You're invited, dude. You can literally just show up to the party. You could go 2 years, 5 years, 12 years without calling this show, and you are more than welcome. I'll do you one better. I don't know when the last time this guy called. He's already not even a golden ticket, because a golden ticket would suggest that you could lose it. I'm giving him an invite to 2023. Jim, you're invited. Not with a golden ticket, but with a lock. You get a bye. You get a bye. You've got 20 years without calling, and you get a bye on the strength of that call. Amazing. So, no, different mules, different farm animals. That's not what Albie dropped. A rum slice. The Coliseum was packed with plastic faces, cocaine nosebleeds, and frosted tips. Regards, SoCal natives. Geoff and Lincoln. Hey, Geoff, notice how I can't even contain my laughter. Wow, Geoff, good stuff. Original, too. Hey, Jim, come on. The show is almost over. Give the Bengals their bleeping credit. They go on a road to a tough Titans team without Chase and Mixon, and they find a way to win the game. They will be a problem in the playoffs again this year. Ian and the Natty. Hey, Ian. You're a problem today. Dude, don't act like I don't give the Bengals credit. Find me another national program that gives the Bengals more credit. If I don't do it today, Ian, I'll probably do it tomorrow. Don't worry. You're not going to get cheated of the respect and love that you have earned. Come on, man. Apology accepted, Ian. Quote, they will be a problem in the playoffs again this year. Ian, you're a problem today in the jungle, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. The only reason you didn't get credit today, well, two. One, I didn't give you credit today, but that doesn't mean that I won't. I love the Bengals.
For real.
For real, man. I love them because I love the Titans. So I love what Cincinnati did. I love the way they won that game. I love the way they're showing up right now. Finesse my ass. They were physical now, and I loved it. So if I don't get to it today, Ian, I can almost promise you I'll get to it tomorrow. Almost. Come on, man. But whatever you do, don't come at me like, hey, Rome, what about us? What about us? What about you? Do you ever listen to our gambling podcast, Jim Rome's Big Head Bets? Man, nobody, first of all, nobody jocks the Bengals more than me except the Big Head himself. That dude is obsessed with Joe Burrow. He loves him. He loves him more than Lobster and Lobster Jr., if you can believe that. When we come back, DeAndre Carter joins us. Chargers wide receiver coming up big, making the most of his opportunities. Another bad loss for Arizona. Another good win for the Chargers. DeAndre Carter's really amazing. Undrafted out of Sac State back in 2015. And still in the league and making plays. You know what? This guy's been on 9 teams in the last 8 years and making plays. So I like that story. That's coming up next. First up, though, here's a sports update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
And Jim, Deshaun Watson has been activated to the 53-man roster and will start Sunday making his Browns.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. If you're on hold, you might want to stay there because there could be time on the back end. One final segment. We are live in Southern California, but as promised, in the final segment, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the LA Chargers. What a career he's had. Undrafted out of Sacramento State way back in 2015. The Chargers are his 9th team in 8 years. He has career highs of 38 receptions, 452 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the year. He had a huge game in that win over the Cardinals. 7 receptions, 73 yards, and a TD. The Chargers, 6-5, second in the AFC West, and they are at the Raiders on Sunday. DeAndre Carter is my guest. DeAndre, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. How you doing? Appreciate you for having me on, Jim.
Good. Good to have you on. So let me ask you, all Victory Mondays have got to feel good, but I would imagine this one might feel even better given the comeback win in Arizona. Justin Herbert drives the Chargers down the field. He throws that TD pass with 15 seconds to go. You pull off the two-point conversion. How much confidence did you have that the team would, in fact, find a way to get it done?
Man, I had a bunch of confidence, man. Got these guys fight to the very end. We got that last touchdown. Had no doubt we were going to go for two. You guys know how Coach Staley gets down. Great play call by Coach Lombardi. I had no hesitation, no doubt that we were going to get that 2-point conversion and get the win.
Yeah, you beat me to it. I love that. You know how Coach Staley gets down. I mean, he is one of the most aggressive coaches in the league. We do know how he gets down. I mean, was there any doubt at all that he would go for two and a chance to win instead of kicking that extra point? I mean, is that even a question at this point?
Well, there was no question in our mind. We know, I mean, we all know Coach Staley. We know how aggressive he is. He's got a bunch of confidence, you know, in our group and our, you know, in our offense, especially in Justin. Obviously, one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Put the ball in his hands and let him figure it out.
Talking to DeAndre Carter, you know, it's hard to win in the National Football League no matter what. I know you'll take a dub any way you can get it. And I'm guessing it felt great to get out of there with a win. But is there any part of you that thinks, man, it would be nice just to blow somebody out and not have to deal with all of this every single week?
Man, we've been talking about it since the season started. We haven't played our best football yet. You know, we need to, you know, get on the same page and play all four quarters all together. And we, you know, we're still waiting for that to happen. It would be nice to get in and, you know, get an easy dub, but that never happens in the National Football League. But we're excited to get the win any way we can, for sure, like you said.
Charger DeAndre Carter joining us. You had a career high in receptions and receiving yardage Sunday. I know, and you know this better than anybody, having been in the league as long as you have, your job is to stay ready no matter what. You have to stay ready. Having said that, did you expect to have the opportunities that you had coming into this game yesterday?
Always, you know, stay ready. I knew, you know, we had Mike out. I knew I was going to have, you know, a big role in the offense, or I would say a similar role that I've been having, you know, with the guys that we've had down all season. I didn't know I was going to get all, you know, 10 targets, the opportunities I was going to get, you know, kind of just the way the game plan or the game, you know, unfolded. But, you know, nothing, all I could do is take advantage of the opportunities when Justin, you know, looks my way and throws me the ball. Yesterday, the way the defenses, you know, kind of played out with our play calls, just kind of, you know, worked out that I got, you know, a lot of targets.
All right, so what about that 33-yard TD reception in the second quarter? What did you see on that play? And while I know nothing is easy, was that as easy as it kind of looked?
For sure. Like, definitely the easiest touchdown in my career, maybe in my life, to be honest. But, you know, we had a motion, you know, where I kind of motioned and ran a rail route, and their safety kind of ran with Josh Palmer, and they're a seam curl flat defender. I don't know if he didn't see me or just didn't pick me up, but ran by him. Nobody really was around me. Definitely one of the easiest touchdowns I had in my career so far.
DeAndre Carter joining us. Like, how much of this is about earning Justin Herbert's trust and then making sure you take advantage of any opportunity you get when he does get the ball to you?
A lot of it is about that. You know, you get into a new team and it kind of takes you a little time period to establish the trust and the foundation, you know, with the quarterback, obviously. I think, you know, we're starting to see that here, you know, later in the season, you know, me and Justin getting on the same page, just learning, you know, what he likes, you know, where he likes me on certain routes, how he likes to throw certain routes, and then him just finding me having confidence that when he finds me, I'm going to make a play. But you guys are definitely starting to see that come to fruition here. Hopefully we can keep this going down the stretch.
Right. I was going to ask you as a follow-up, like, how do you earn that trust with a franchise quarterback? Is it in how you show up every single day to the facility and the way you prepare and the way you work, or is it more about making plays on Sunday when called upon?
I feel like it's all of it. It's how you show up every day to the building, you know, the work that you put in on a day-to-day basis, even the reps that you get. That I get with Justin day to day in practice, you got to make sure those hit. And then when you get to Sunday and you get the right look and we practice it and hit it, we got to hit it in the game. You know, we've been fortunate to do that, and we got to keep doing it.
Charger DeAndre Carter joining us. So as big a play as that was, let's not sleep on that punt return you had late in the game. A huge punt return, or actually, no, not late, but to set up the go-ahead TD. What did you see on the return? And as it was developing, was there any part of you thinking, man, maybe potential house call?
Yeah, so I know, you know, for the majority of our punt returns this season have been, like, downhill. So going into the game, you know, our special teams unit with Coach Ficken, you know, we wanted to emphasize on getting to the field or trying to get to the edge. We had opportunity. We got the look that we wanted. We got the punt and the ball that we wanted. And when I caught it, honestly, I thought we were going to go to the house. We had a chance, had a lot of sideline, got over there. You know, those guys did a good job on their punt team, not letting me get all the way to the edge and not letting me circle it to get to the house. But I definitely, man, thought we was going to the house when I caught the ball.
DeAndre Carter joining us. Like I mentioned, your journey's been amazing. Undrafted out of Sac State in 2015. The Chargers are your ninth team in 8 years. This is not an easy thing to do, so it's a testament to your perseverance. And the fact that so many teams, by the way, appreciate the value that you bring. Again, it's an amazing journey. Like, if you step back for a minute, what kind of thoughts do you have when you look back on all of this, your journey and your time in the league?
It's been a whirlwind. You know, hasn't been easy by any stretch, but the way I look at it as a blessing, man. You go through different adversities, like you said, my ninth team in 8 years, but it's also adversity is necessary for you to become the person that you meant to be, or for you to be able to walk in your purpose. So I look at it as a blessing. It's all necessary. It hasn't been easy by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm grateful for it, grateful for all of it, being able to play for a lot of great organizations, and you get to see, you know, the right way to run things, the wrong way to run things, and get to meet. I played with a lot of great players, and I wouldn't take that back to the world, the relationships that I've built with those guys. But just keep going, keep fighting. When you find those, or get in those ruts where you don't know if you're going to be able to make it out of it, you just got to keep pushing and never fold.
DeAndre, that is an amazing answer. Like, I fully appreciate everything you just said. I understand exactly what you just said, because the fact of the matter is, number one, you're right. There is no growth without adversity. I mean, there is no growth without adversity, and you have to walk in your purpose. I think I know what you mean by that, but for those who don't, what does that mean to walk in your purpose?
To walk in your purpose, I feel like everybody's put on this earth for, you know, a reason. I'm big on faith, got a big belief in God. But walking in your purpose is just whenever you get to the space where you're supposed to be, where you become who you're supposed to be, who God puts you to be on this earth, there's no way for you to get there and be able to be ready for that moment without going through some type of adversity, without going through some type of a hardship throughout your life. That's what I mean by walking in your purpose, just being ready for that moment when you get to be the person that you're supposed to be in this world.
DeAndre Carter joining us. I'm curious, like, what was your mindset when you came in with the Chargers? Like, did you come in thinking, I'll do whatever that... Did you come in with a Blake mindset? Kind of like, I'm just going to show up every single day and try to get better and do whatever I can and do what's asking me? Or did you think, I'm going to be a kick returner? Or did you think, you know what, I'm more than that. I can be a factor in the offense and the passing game.
I came here because I knew that I could be a factor in the offense and the passing game, you know, with a guy like Justin back there. But I came here also knowing that my role was going to be the kick returner and the punt returner. I feel like every team that has signed me throughout my career signed me thinking that I'm just going to be the kick returner, the punt returner. And I get in the OTAs and I get in the camp, and they're like, oh, this kid can play receiver too. Let's see how we can work him into the offense. And I feel like that's kind of been my MO, you know, with every team that I've signed. But, you know, here with the Chargers, I've had a little bit more of an opportunity to play on offense, you know, because of some of the injuries that we've had. And you've been, you know, just been able to see what a lot of guys in the league go through. You know, I feel like it's a lot of guys who can play, who can make an impact, who just don't get those opportunities necessarily early on in their career or ever in their career.
I'm really sorry to interrupt. So I was going to say, how challenging is it? So, like, if you're right, there's so many guys that could but don't get the opportunities. So you know, man, I better cash this in. How are you able to make sure I got to stay within myself and I have to take advantage of this because I might not get another opportunity?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, a lot of guys don't get that opportunity. You just got to be ready for it and know and not lose confidence in yourself. Like, you just got to be ready when that moment comes without putting too much pressure on you. Like, you know that, okay, yeah, I got to make this opportunity, make this play because I might not get another one. But at the same time, you've been doing this since you was a little kid and you could play football and you're here in this moment with this opportunity to make the play because you can do it. And you just got to believe that. Any dude that's waiting for that chance has got to believe that and just cash in when it's time for the opportunity to come.
And you will, right? If you've put the work in and you've done the preparation and you've done the study, you're going to feel good about your chances when that opportunity comes.
Exactly.
And you'll make the most of it. All right, so finally, really quickly, what are your early thoughts on the Raiders? They're next up. That's the next challenge. Have you given that much thought yet? Or are you enjoying Victory Monday?
No, yeah, definitely looked into it. They got a good team. They got coming off of two back-to-back overtime wins. You know, they also obviously feeling good about, you know, where they're at right now. We coming off a win. We're feeling good about where we're at right now. It's a division game. And we're both in a position where we still got playoff hopes and we definitely got to get this win. But going out there, we haven't put the game plan or anything like that yet, but we know it's going to be a hard-fought game, division game. We hope we come out on top.
Like I mentioned, I think your journey's been pretty amazing, and you had arguably your best game ever, a career-high 7 catches, 73 yards, that touchdown, that big punt return. DeAndre Carter, my guest, that's how you close the show. DeAndre, I really appreciate that. Great to have you on, and thanks for making time for us. That was fun.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Jim. Had a great time.
Appreciate you. Have a great day, my man. I like that. I like that a lot. DeAndre Carter, great interview. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. It's a good start to the week. I like that. Ross Tucker on Zoom earlier today. DeAndre Carter right there. The XR4TI coming off that long holiday weekend, getting it done. Clones, thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.